think the key to the success of the show is me. I'm just kidding.
Well, that would have to be my character.
I think it's because we show Julian McMahon's ass periodically.
I think my character is the key to the success of Nip Tuck. Liz Cruz. Mm-hmm. Anesthesiologist, who is a doctor, not a nurse.
Maybe people get off on watching the extremities that most of these characters will go through in living their lives.
It's a great question. There's so many TV shows that I thought were going to be pretty good, and then they don't even get picked up. So you get kind of gun-shy, and you don't know what's good anymore, because you might think it's good here, but then how are people going to react? I think that it has to do with this show, that it operates on a few different levels.
I think the key to its success is that you never know what's going to happen next. It'll certainly be weirder and darker than you could possibly imagine.
Perhaps one of the keys to the success of the show, if there is any, is just the fact that, if nothing else, it's one of those ideas that, once it's presented, you think, oh Christ, why didn't somebody do this sooner?
On Nip Tuck, there's no weak link, I think, in every department. So that really is the key to a successful show. Our writers are incredible. They're super talented. Their minds go places I don't go. I am pretty crazy.
Well, this show particularly, I think, is very difficult to sit through sometimes because it's very graphic. The surgeries are hard. The drama is painful. I think, you know, at its core, it's very entertaining. I didn't want to do War and Peace. You know, I wanted to do something that moved you and also was provocative but funny, and I think that humor is the way into the drama sometimes, and it's why, you know, people I think keep coming back, because, you know, they know that in the heaviness there's going to be moments of levity that get you through.